Tie Tuesday, and Ty Law is here, and time for the most entertaining play of the game on Sunday, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Visit 100,000 square feet of pure fun at Apex in Marlboro. Anybody want to weigh in? Most entertaining play of the game on Sunday?
I like Spillane.
You like the interception. You brought that up the other day.
I agree with Coco.
Yeah, that would
that
be
one.
the most entertaining play.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have to do much. Like I said, he threw it into a team meeting. Wasn't those killers around. Yeah.
Just catch the ball.
Just catch the ball. You know what I mean? So,
no, I mean, that's the most frustrating thing about the turnovers is the defense did a really good job on Aaron Rodgers. And it might just be that they're not so great offense-wise. But they did a good job on that
team. I mean, they did a good, a decent job as far as pass coverage. But it was still too many. You know, plays that was given up, in my opinion. I think they need to do better tackling. I'm like, whatever happened to the tackle drills, Oklahoma drills, Wiggy?
They don't do
them.
You
got to take it back to the old school because these boys can't tackle nowadays. And I'm watching it across the damn league.
And they can't cover.
Cover
what? That is the biggest thing with this Patriots team right now. They get to the quarterback. They have good practice. I think they were leading the league in sacks. They do a good job against the run. I think they're only giving up like 80 yards a game. But the problem is, even though they did a good job against Aaron Rodgers, they still can't cover at important times.
Like, exactly. When it counts.
Right.
That's what it's all about. So, yeah, you can get to the quarterback every now and again, but what good is getting there and the ball's coming out if your defensive backs, you know, don't have the moxie or let's say the balls to say, you know what, you ain't about to get this first down. You getting off the field right now. And I think they're still giving up too many plays, but that also goes back to Christian Gonzalez, it's showing some value right there,
but you paid Carlton Davis all that money, though.
No, I mean, he is showing value without even being there right now. Because guess what? When you have him, because he's that type of talent.
Right.
And like I said, I don't just give out flowers to anybody, but he is really that guy when he's healthy. Yeah. So guess what you can do? Now you can put him one-on-one. You can help somebody else out somewhere else. You know what I mean? You can help out Carlton Davis. You can put an extra guy in the bus because you have that type of talent. But right now, they don't have that. You know what I mean? So they got to protect them by playing zones because in man-to-man coverage, they're not very good.
No.
Let's call it what it is. They're not good.
This is John from Holliston. John, what's up?
Hey, Courtney. Hey, Greg and everyone. Hope y'all doing well. I want to talk about Drake's accuracy. And I'm no Drake hater by any means, but there was a time in the game where he threw a ball right to the defender for the Steelers, hit him right in the chest. The guy dropped it. You know, the back pylon throw, I think we've talked about. But the Pop Douglas throw on fourth down, that one's kind of getting to me because that was a bad throw by Drake. It was thrown behind him. Pop had to come back to the ball. He was at the first down marker when you watch the replay. And it put Pop off balance, and he couldn't plant and get upfield the way everyone was saying. So I think we need to cut Pop a little bit of a break there. A better ball that could have been thrown would have been nice. And on third down, the play before it was behind him. So,
I was arguing with Scheim earlier this morning. I think he could have thrown the ball to Steph Diggs on that play.
And I sent you the screenshot. Well, you want to throw him right into the linebacker's chest?
No, he could have thrown the stick route.
Sent me the screenshot after the ball was thrown.
Yes.
Not when Steph Diggs was there.
Right.
When the linebacker was moving in that direction.
No, he's flat-footed.
When Steph Diggs was pointing at the linebacker on the line.
Yeah. I got the play right here.
When he pointed at him was when the ball was snapped.
I know you're a filmophile, but if you could just watch the entire piece of film.
Greg, I've watched it about 100 times.
Okay. Yeah, but see, Scheim doesn't, he doesn't watch the anticipation of the play. Mm-hmm. Like the ball being out before the quarterback, before the receiver comes out of his break. So when you look at this play, and this is the play that Greg's talking about, the ball, if he does throw the stick route, if he throws the stick route to Steph Diggs, and I'm going to show you right here, Ty.
Linebackers are.
If the ball comes out early, there's a window. So here's Steph Diggs. He's right here, and here's the blitz. He's pointing ball out. If the ball's out now in front of him, Right. He's going to make that play.
And Diggs is going to get you the first down.
Yeah, and Steph Diggs is going to pass the sticks.
He's not going to do a DeMario Douglas. He's going to get you the first down.
How does this turn into a criticism of the quarterback?
The defense.
Caught the ball on the first down line and went backwards. Just fall forward.
Hold on. Can you stop talking, please?
Shime shows you
Jesus.
When it's like this. After the play, you know, the quarterback's already throwing the ball.
The ball should have already been thrown.
Yeah.
You know that?
What's that?
This is the NFL.
I want you to point out that this is the brilliance of yours truly when it comes to watching film. Who had that?
This is Greg's. This was all Greg.
Greg
said, why didn't he throw? So I went, I looked and said, oh, he could have threw the stick route as soon as he rips it.
Kyle, you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you right there, Greg.
Oh, for two, for Chime.
This is professional football, so
that's a Hall of Fame
on time.
Greg.
So as a quarterback, yes, I still believe in Drake May, but that is a play that. It comes
How is this turned
right
into
criticism
of the quarterback? It was a completed pass, and the receiver went backwards. Like, what are we doing?
Receiver, he's already should be anticipating that the ball is out of the quarterback's hand, so he's going to be prepared.
Right. And if Ty's on my back, if he's on my hip, I don't need much room.
But that he throws that to Steph Diggs. It's either getting swatted down by the blitzer or it's getting knocked down by the linebacker.
Shime, it's about the anticipation of the throw. And
yes, I understand the word anticipation.
You're reading the blitz. You're throwing the ball. It's there when he gets there.
Right. Bing, 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 boom.
And you're talking.
Yeah, so is the linebacker.
No.
Like, the ball, that if he goes to Steph Diggs on that play, that pass gets broken up. I would guarantee it. One way or another, 100%.
Hey, I'm going to take my chances every time with Steph Diggs on a linebacker.
Bingo.
The bigger
Bingo.
Criticism.
Bingo.
I agree Steph Diggs should have caught the ball, but it should have been – Steph Diggs should not have been the one on the end of the line. Steph Diggs should have been where Pop Douglas was. Pop Douglas shouldn't have been on the field. It should have been Mac Hollins. That was my original criticism
Greg,
at the time.
What is it? Bingo?
Bingo.
And
we got the guy making personnel decisions.
Right.
Josh McDaniels is an idiot.
And the other thing.
I've said that all along.
And Greg, the other thing that you pointed out, which is really good when you come into the All-22s.
Great job, Greg.
To speak.
And this
I'm listening.
This was Steph Diggs' pre-snap of pointing to the guy.
Correct.
So letting Drake May know, alert. So that ball's got to even come out even quicker. Mm-hmm. And Drake's got to be thinking, okay, like you said, my wide receiver versus a flat-footed linebacker running a stick route?
Right. Hold on, Wiggy.
100 out of 100 times.
Wiggy, when quarterback identifies the blitz is coming, aren't you supposed to throw into the blitz where the space is?
No, he's identifying the free blitz.
I'm talking about Drake May. I'm not talking about Steph. I'm talking about Drake May. When he identifies the blitz is coming, you throw to the space, correct?
You throw to that side. You see where the better option is, you go to that guy.
You throw to the space that the blitzer just left, which you know
Pop Douglas. No, not necessarily.
No. The guy blitzed over top of Steph Diggs. He didn't blitz over top of
he came
Pop
from
Douglas.
The original alignment. He was
right
over Pop Douglas
I'm
and then
right
creeps
at
in
it.
And blitzes.
I'm looking
you
right
should,
at
you should,
so am I.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
Exactly.
You should, Shime, stick to something you know like corner kicks.
Hey, gotta win this weekend.
They won this weekend.
Actually, hold on. Greg, you should stick to things you know like riding the bench.
Oh, God.
00.
Why don't you get the design going on a good corner header if you could?
Gotta win this weekend, Greg. More than you have.
Greg, I'll say this, Greg. Bingo. You was bingo on that one. I said you was bingo on that one. Because that's a stick route. Ty will tell you a stick
honestly,
route.
Honestly, I don't know if you have time, if you're busy, but come over and watch film with me.
All right, Ty, Greg doesn't even know
best.
What good film
Thank
is.
You, man. Thank
Great
you.
To see you.
He hates
big
sinners.
Event. Oh, yeah. Oh, big event Saturday. Hey, everybody sign up. You know, we still got some register. I think we got like 700 and change registered right now. So Patriot Place, 2 to 5.
Saturday. Patriot Place.
And cocktail Corvus cocktail competition. It's going to be a damn party. We got food. We got Corvus drinks everywhere. We got live music.
Oh, awesome.
We got DJ. And then we have an after party at the Scorpion Bar. So, hey, we're going to fill that thing up. It's a great time, man. So just go ahead and get your register on. And Greg Hill and Wiggy.
What?
We got them as judges, y'all. We got them as judges for the cocktail competition.
I mean, we had a little like a negotiation. Am I getting a ride?
Yeah, I got you. I told you. I got you.
You got me a car?
I got you a car.
Okay. Is it a black SUV?
Yeah, I'll get you an SUV. Okay. I mean, limo's out of style. We don't do that no more.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you want a limo.
Right,
but I got you. But guys, come on and sign up.
We can just learn what bingo was.
Advantage app.
This is unbelievable.
Cocktail competition.
right. So that's at Patriot Place on Saturday. We will all be there for that.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Ty Law.
Sign up, everybody. Hey, thanks. Hey, see you guys next week.
Okay.
Love right. you.
Ty Later, Ty.
You're the best.
Ty yep. Tuesday. Here is Courtney now with What is Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Lions take down the Ravens in Monday Night Football. 38-30, the final after a big fourth quarter for Detroit. Lamar Jackson completed 21 of 27 passes for 288 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. We got to talk about Lions running back David Montgomery. He had 12 carries for 151 yards and 2 touchdowns for the winners. The Pats, they're mourning the loss of former vice president of player personnel, Bobby Greer. Greer worked for the Pats from 1981 until 2000. He passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend. And your Red Sox are back in action tonight. Their second to last series of the regular season is against the Blue Jays in Toronto. 7:07 first pitch with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:07 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Okay, we need a stellar performance from Lucas Giolito tonight.
Bingo.
This is, if there were a time for this rotation to shine, it would be these three right here. So let's go.
Very true. That is what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
The Boston Red Sox in a legit pennant race for the first time since 2021. And you can hear all of that tonight on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. This show remains shadow banned on Twitch. I don't know if it's our fault or Jones and Keefe. Maybe we'll get one of those guys in here for the crossover and find out what if they did anything. Because I don't think anything happened yesterday. I mean, it was a pretty normal mm-hmm. Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. So.
Is it the whole station?
Yes.
So, okay. All right.
Everybody.
All right. I didn't know if they were shadow banned to Jones and Keefe or it was just our show.
No, I have no idea. But I am thankful for YouTube and for those who are able to experience this show on YouTube this morning. And it is brought to you this show every day on Twitch and on YouTube by Springer's Jewelers. Diamonds, watches, necklaces, earrings. If you're in the market for something special, especially diamonds, go see my friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. One more time this morning, let's open the Window World of Boston weather window for our weather smoke. All right, Curtis, are we talking 80 today? Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We're talking 80. Fun fact, you're close to 80. No, 69 degrees, sunny right now, afternoon high of 81. And boy, was it hot in here during that tie segment.
Oh, my gosh.
My favorite tie segment yet.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah, the man really is good.
Yeah, the man's a lot of fun. Good.
And I don't want to nitpick with Shime, but when we're talking about ball placement, this is a guy whose point of entry at Granite Links was kind of off. So I'm not sure I would rely on his expertise and know exactly.
Golf and football, very different things.
Oh, okay. Yes. Anyway, beautiful day.
Yeah. All right. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Shine, by the way, if I could, please. Fantastic job. Coleman Electric clocked it on the landscape lighting at the shack in, in OP.
So bingo.
Like to thank them for that bingo. Like to thank them. Approved by Jen Hill. And so ready to rock. If you need them, landscape lighting, anything, call Coleman. Go ahead, Sean.
Listen, I don't want to destroy anyone's dreams in that studio of the Red Sox making it to the World Series, but they are not even going to make the wild card. They have to play Toronto, and then they play Detroit. The Yankees have a cakewalk. So doesn't Houston?
You are currently the second wild card team. You have a game on the Astros, a game on Cleveland. You really have essentially two because you got the tiebreakers. So I do believe they will end up being a wild card team. It would be an epic collapse if they are not.
It would.
I don't feel that this year.
Can I ask Curtis the question because he's the baseball guy?
Yes, sir.
Is there any chance Toronto, because they've locked up the division, that maybe they don't start some of their ace pitches to give them a little bit more rest head into the postseason? So do you as a Red Sox team maybe not get their best players.
So the Yankees are two games behind the Blue Jays.
Okay.
So maybe this weekend you would have that, but the Blue Jays tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday, I believe, will have to play their best players.
Right. Bingo.
Bingo.
Hey, Courtney, have you ever thought about contacting a vocabulary psychologist?
No. I like my vocab, but...
Hey,
nailed it.
Hey, we all butcher it.
We do.
The president butchered it.
I know.
The president can butcher the English vocabulary. Yeah. We all can.
I said, well, let's see how we say that. Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen.
You just got to sound it out
hey,
sometimes.
If he can do it.
Well, that's why you call it Tylenol. I mean, that's the whole point of having a brand name for it.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's, Bingo.
Shadow banned for showing boobs on Twitch. Courtney, you sit with two boobs every single day talking about sports. It's like the whole show.
There were no dump outs yesterday. No. There was nothing that I could point to that would lead to a ban, but I don't know. Mm. You know, I think people sometimes, people who don't like something can reach out and they got the trigger finger on the ban button.
Oh.
And so I think we'll be back.
Well, I think the bigger question from that call, that Hill note, is out of the four of us that you sit with, which one are the two boobs? Is it Greg and I? Is it me and Curtis?
I think it depends on the day.
On any particular day, any one of us could
be the two boobs.
Could be a giant.
I don't know about you, Oscar. Some of us like boobs.
Yeah, do you have three nipples?
Could be.
Yeah.
Greg, Old Sandwich Golf Course is not on the Cape. It's in Plymouth. So if you don't cross the bridge, you're not on Cape, buddy.
Oh, ooh. That's actually wrong. Wiggy was right about that.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
Cape begins before the bridge.
Yeah. But I call that the Cape. But what a beautiful track that is. My Lord. Unbelievable golf course. And I will maintain that if you are the vice president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics and your name is Brad Stevens, you should reject the prizes if you win the golf tournament. That's
Clocked
just the
it.
Way that's the way it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
What about the other three in his foursome though?
Yeah, but they had the thrill of playing with him. Like I don't think it's
also
it's abhorrent.
Great swag, clearly.
Oh yeah, you like the swag? Oh, freebie. I throw the free shirt right on the very next day. That's the way I do it.
Yeah.
I would check their scorecard too when it is the when it is the people who run the
Are you implying that Brad Stevens is a cheater?
No. I'm saying when you run the golf tournament, aren't people always questioning if you run it and win? Like, ooh, wait a second. Something ain't adding up here.
Brad Stevens strikes me as a guy who gets his burgers well done.
That was an excellent event. Pags was there. He tried to put in an offer to buy the golf course, Curtis, while we were there. I thought that was weird.
Was that awkward? Aren't they all kind of... No?
Very, very strange.
It seems odd.
Would the Connecticut Sun play there?
Like, why was he there?
I don't know.
If I were Pags, the last place I would want to be is that beautiful golf course yesterday.
Well, he's running around. He was running in the foursome behind Bill Chisholm saying, if you run out of financing,
right?
I got a cash offer over here.
Oh, did you meet Billy Chisholm?
He was not there.
Oh.
What?
He's focused on business.
Yeah. Huh.
What?
Any players?
Sam Hauser was there.
Okay. Right.
Oh. Bingo.
Let's see who else I saw.
We know Bingo. We know Jalen was
in California.
Yeah. No, where Tatum was. Tatum was at the Pats game.
I mean, he's got the rehab.
Yeah, that's true.
Pete Pritch? I feel like he's a golfer.
Probably doing something with his Instagrammer wife.
I think he might have had a tournament in Roxbury.
Is Pags the, like, Milton from Office Space at the Celtics? Like, he's just hanging around? He no longer owns the team, right?
Well, he probably still has his. Does he still have his percent?
What,
I don't know if he has
his equity.
Was
Lucky in his foursome?
Good food?
Oh, they had great job there.
Good.
They had little fillets for lunch on the course. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, really. Good job. Little pizzas afterwards. I didn't eat.
We call Courtney bougie all the time. Little fillets on the course is the most bougie thing you've ever said.
I'm not bougie if I'm just there on somebody else's dime.
You are participating.
Golf.
I mean, when in Rome.
And I believe it's bourgeois. Not bougie. You might want to double check that.
I think it's bourgeoisie, actually.
I think it's bourgeois.
I think it's in the boudoir.
No. Dime, I love you, buddy, but you got to let it go. Drake May is not the guy. He sucked, okay? Let's not get on the radio and try to argue the fact that he sucks. He just sucks. Bye.
And there are, I don't know how, you know, what the percentage is of fans, but there are fans who don't think that Drake May is the guy.
Oh, yeah, no, I get
text messages. I mean, we've been getting them all week.
No,
here,
I get it.
So
what metrics do you use to determine a good quarterback?
Wins and losses.
That's it?
That's the goal.
Yeah. Is that the only thing you use?
No, you just said, what do I use?
That's why I'm asking.
Then I look at him, and I look how accurate he is, what he looks like in the pocket, how's he handle the game, how does he control the huddle, how does he bounce back from mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Can he win a game for you?
Can he win a game late?
Has he done that yet?
Don't believe so. No, I don't think so.
Now, granted, he only gets, he only had three quarters of the season last year. So.
Right.
I mean, he helped you win that Week 2 game. He was a major reason why you won. He completed 19 of 23 passes.
The Dolphins game. Yeah. I think Greg was talking about, you're down a comeback game. Is that what you're talking about? Yes. I don't think he has any.
He made the comeback against Tennessee and then lost it in overtime.
Yeah, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, no. I'm.
In the far, asking. No, I said, does he have any comeback wins?
Okay.
Because isn't that the metric that they use? They don't use comeback losses.
Right. They don't say, ooh, got it to overtime.
So is Lamar Jackson bad this year because he's 1-2?
No, Lamar Jackson's won two MVPs.
But that's not the question. I asked, is he bad this year? You said wins and losses. He's 1-2. Is he bad?
But I think Lamar Jackson, doesn't he have
Patrick Mahomes is 1-2. Is he bad?
Doesn't he have eight touchdowns to maybe one or two interceptions, Lamar?
Lamar has 9-0 interceptions.
All right,
I believe over the course of Lamar Jackson's career, he's winning 70% of his games.
He's pretty good.
Drake May has a very small career sample size.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm asking this season.
The first three games.
Exactly.
And he's 9 touchdowns, 0 interception. I think he's got a completion rate that's pretty ridiculous, Lamar. And so, I mean,
Drake May actually has a higher completion percentage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Small sample size also recommended when trying your mashed potatoes.
Thanks, old man.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Love everything you guys have to say, from politics to everyday pop culture. I agree with you totally, Greg Hill, on the bike lanes. What you're doing is heroic, and keep fighting that good fight. Oh, my God. Here goes one of those freaking rule breakers, Curtis. Hold on. Hey, fatty. Get a road.
My lovely daughter, Julia Hill, everyday listener of this show, teacher in East Boston, told me she was accosted in a bike lane because she was running in it. And apparently the biker was enraged that she was running in a bike lane. Now, don't pedestrians always have the right of way?
Correct. They do.
You would think the bike people, of all people, would look at the runners as their brethren.
Yeah, welcome them.
Correct.
Yeah, they would welcome them.
But these people think they own the entire city.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think I'm going to get a dash cam just in case something bad happens, because yesterday James had ukulele was lovely, and I was in the South End, and I parked on Tremont Street, and there is a 10-foot-wide bike lane. Open the back seat, put James in his car seat, shut the door, get in the car, and this guy on a bike whacks the trunk of my car, saying, get out of the effing lane.
Really?
And I'm standing there when you're just so shocked you don't have anything that pops into your head?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I got the car, and I was like, what? These people are freaking lunatics.
Yeah, wow. It's nuts.
Why? Nuts. Why do they all hate everyone?
Yeah.
The whole city is basically their playground.
Listen, I understand that Jermaine Wiggins played professional football, and that so did Boomer Esiason and Mike Vrabel. But where did they get off questioning Chris Schein about a pass? This is the guy who founded the volleyball team at a prestigious... Not only that, he was the captain of the volleyball team at a prestigious all-boys school. And he possesses multiple Charizard cards. Where do you guys get off questioning his football knowledge?
Two-time captain,
right,
by the way.
And you could throw a Hall of Fame of Ty Law in there, too.
No, I mean, nothing better than him telling you and the Pro Football Hall of Famer that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to watching film.
And me is one thing. Okay, all right, maybe I didn't play quarterback, but to tell Pro Football Hall of Fame corner how to play corner?
Yeah.
Dax,
I wasn't telling him how to play.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, the corner, you know, the corner's in the perfect position. And Ty's like, no.
I never used,
like,
the word perfect position.
If I remember correctly, also believes that he is more knowledgeable than legendary NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason.
Yeah.
When it comes to playing the position.
Well, I don't, you know.
Boomer said,
"Put
more air on it."
When you ask a question about Bill Parcells, I know who you're talking about.
And Boomer said, "Put more air on it," and Shime's like, "Nah, Boomer's out of his mind. What the hell's he know? Like, he's never thrown that pass before."
Shime, 413 text for you on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at subaruofnewengland.com. Shime's quarterback is 2-10 as a starter and averages 2 turnovers a game. He's decidedly mid at this point, at best.
Yeah, that team last year was dog water. You could put Patrick Mahomes on that team. They were barely winning football games. And this year, yes, he's 1-2. I agree. But in just about every single metric there is to evaluate quarterbacks, he's in the top 10. So just throw that out there. You know,
and we just heard Ty Law say we've got the guy.
Yeah.
So
there you go. That's what Josh McDaniels said to him.
So you can't pick and choose what you believe. If you believe that I'm wrong about the film and Ty's right, you can't just pick and choose when and where you decide to believe Ty Law.
Right. Well, he's repeating what Josh McDaniels said. And you spent yesterday talking about how Josh McDaniels is washed.
So. Yeah, McDaniels is an idiot.
Right, but in this case, you agree with Josh McDaniels.
No, I don't really care what McDaniels has to say. his opinions don't influence my opinion.
Sam's a better play caller.
I could be.
Unbelievable. So, it was really dark this morning, and I had to get some clean underwear out of the dryer. I hate that when it wasn't quite dry yet, you know? But I accidentally put on a pair of my wife's panties, and they were still moist. Don't you hate that, Courtney?
Oh, God. She hates that word.
Both of those words. Yeah, panties and moist.
What do you call them? Bloomers?
Underwear? Undies?
Undies?
Yeah. Undies. A thong, if you will?
Nothing could sound less tantalizing than undies.
Bingo. So
you think here with that.
And panties is like hot?
Panties is better. They have a song. T-shirt and my panties
on. Gross.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Take off your panties.
Jeez, Courtney.
Can you imagine calling like a 1-900 number? Yes, I'm taking off my undies right
my
now.
My undies.
Ooh.
God. Do you like ask my... a boomer 1-900 number. Right.
What color are my bloomers?
Also, pink. If there were anybody in the room that you know used to call sex lines, and by used to I mean last week, it's right here.
Boomer! Why would I call a sex line? I just go to porn.
Jermaine,
it's free.
What are these charges to the 1-900 number, no. Jermaine?
And why do you talk the whole time?
Yeah, I go right to, the porn is free. I ain't calling nobody.
Yeah, but you can't communicate with the porn.
Yeah, but I don't need to communicate. I'm not there to communicate. Yeah. I'm there for a specific purpose.
But he's like, I thought I was calling 911.
Well, I guess I missed it. I was curious, in the biopic top 5, what came in number 3rd?
Coming in at number 3rd?
I'm telling you, Springsteen movie's going to be good.
All right.
I'll go see it.
And I think there's a lot of people who don't know an awful lot about his life because he's old. So yeah. I think it's a pretty amazing story, like his whole relationship with his dad. And
wow.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. So is that it? Or no?
I got one more for you.
Okay.
This is just for Courtney. Just to put your mind at ease, I'm pretty confident today is not the day for the rapture. I mean, none of us know, obviously, but I think we're going to be here for quite a while.
Guy's probably in a different time zone where the world ends earlier than here.
Or the rapture has already happened and just none of us ascended.
Well, there's no fire out there. Like,
I think the fire happens once people ascend.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh. Well, but how do you know if... Like, wouldn't somebody, you're saying nobody around us at all?
Well,
ascended?
How? Well, nobody in this room, but like, yeah. I mean, they can't call us and say, hey, I've ascended.
Yeah.
You just never know.
But, see the world on fire? Because
I think that happens after.
After everybody ascends?
I think everybody ascends at once.
Oh, okay.
Like, all of a sudden it's just poof.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Maybe not everybody.
Well, text your parents. If they text you back, guess what? Well, they didn't ascend.
I would assume they would probably ascend.
I would hope so, but...
Well, they are swinging, so who knows? Bingo!
Jeez.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, Chime, thank you for pointing it out. My guy, Bruce, 76 years young today. Jones and Keith coming up. Did you ask them about what happened? If they're responsible for the shadow ban on Twitch, Chime, or no?
Oh, no, I haven't had a chance.
Okay. Well, we'll get an explanation. If they did something that got us kicked off of Twitch, we'll get an explanation coming up momentarily. This is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
Gregory, I am in Fryeburg, Maine.
Yes.
I went to the Rotary Club this morning, doing good work up in Fryeburg.
Very nice.
And I would like you and Lindsay to come up for the fair this weekend. I know you don't like fairs, but how do you know Lindsay doesn't?
I am sorry. Unfortunately, we're booked up. We have Ty Law's event. I love a good fair. Courtney was asking about the Big E the other day.
Yeah, I've never been.
You want to go to the Big E. You're interested in going to the Big E. Am I correct about that?
That is correct.
What is it that you want there? Do you want the fried food or the
There's
animals,
a few
or?
Things that have crossed my desk that look very delicious. Like there's this fried empanada that looks really good, a fried Oreo that looks very good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that I would like to try
Curtis,
there.
You should take James out there to the Big E.
Yeah, it's a while. I mean, how far of a drive is that?
You can go to Topsfield Fair if you want to go a little closer.
That's what Santo said. He said, let's just do Topsfield. It's closer, but the food, I don't know if the food's as good.
Food's good out there.
It is.
Really good. Yeah, get the hot apple crisp that they do with the ice cream on it, vanilla ice cream. That's really good.
All right, well, I think we got to go.
Oh. Right.
Make room for Jones and Keith, so... A lot to talk about with them.
Yes.
Big time pennant race. Boston Red Sox tonight. All of that with Jones and Keith next. And we are back tomorrow morning at 6.
Thank you. Now the time has come for leaving.